and in Baxter in the Morning.
All right, the After Show podcast is on. It is February the 6th. It's a Tuesday. Today is the day where David's going to go host Miss Arkansas State.
Miss Arkansas State University.
He's all excited about it, a little bit nervous about it.
But you know, I'm less nervous about this than I have been in years past. This is the third time in a row I've hosted it.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean you agree?
The last 2 years he's done it, he's been completely, remember, just beside himself nervous about it. And today it's been like,
I think it's because I went to a rehearsal last night and I got the script. And I've kind of laid out, because I've done it 2 years in a row, so I kind of understand how it goes.
You know what to expect now.
Exactly. And so it's like, okay, I've laid out this show, and I think we're going to have a good one.
Just like the prom fashion show. If we do it again next year, I'm definitely not going to stress like I did this year.
Right. No, because there's no reason to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But and we talked about this on the full show today, that like being in front of the college audience is a different audience.
It is.
But now here's what the good thing about that, though, is because like with me in basketball last week at the PAC Pride thing, all those college students and sorority girls were all there to support their friends, and they were super loud for each other. And so it's almost like even if you screw up, they're going to make up for it.
Yeah. And that's how.
And then laugh at you.
Yeah, that's how it works out, though, right?
And talk behind your back.
And we had moments last year where I ended up having to call this girl's name out like 4 or 5 times in a row because there was a little bit of a mess up, I guess, backstage.
It happens, yeah.
Yeah, it happens. And I was told we were ready to go, and we weren't. And then I was told again, hey, we're ready to go, and we weren't. And at that point,
Did it finally start becoming funny, though?
It did. And they started chanting her name. Yeah, and so here we are. It's like the crowd is kind of strange because you get a lot of alumni of A-State, so you kind of have
I didn't realize that.
And probably grandparents and parents.
Yeah, you have grandparents and parents, and a lot of different local celebrities start to come out because this is a massive deal. I mean, this is a preliminary for Miss Arkansas.
You being one of them.
I don't know about all that.
We should go.
It's a fun event. And they dumped intermission this year. It's like a Miss America thing, so that's another 20 minutes that you don't have to kind of just sit there. Yeah. But the show will probably be done in less than 2 hours, and it's full of energy. These girls are super talented. I watched a lot of them last night do their talent portions and stuff like that.
I bet you did.
You would have been just like staring at the floor.
Awkward as crap, yeah.
Yeah, and so here I am.
That's what I hate about myself, being so weird. Like, what if she thinks I'm looking at her weird?
Yeah, and those rehearsals, I'll be 100% honest, they're very awkward.
Is it true at one point you had to lay down face first?
And get in fetal position.
And I had to get behind a row of chairs. Someone stepped on me.
Oh, man.
But no, I'm sitting front.
I heard you were spinning like a top.
I'm sitting.
He doesn't even get it.
I
get what you're talking about. I'm trying to ignore it. Has anybody ever seen the second Austin Powers?
Yes.
Where Mini-Me is spinning Austin? It's like that.
Wow.
That?
It's impressive.
It's very impressive.
You want to ask my wife if we can go?
Sure. You'd be sitting so far away.
Oh, my gosh.
I would want good seats. She expects
to show up early. No, those sorority girls show up early. They'll line up outside.
Well, I'll get there before them.
Okay, you have to get there at like 5 then.
What if you called her and said that someone had given you front row tickets, 3 of them?
Then to take me, her, and Kai?
Yeah.
Do you want to do it just to see?
That would be funny.
It is tonight.
Like, you could say you were a special guest, like a special judge or something.
Like an honorary, I don't know. You have to go support David.
Yeah.
I'm putting on the bronzer. I'm the honorary bronzer guy.
Oh, goodness.
Let's see if I remember the number right. Am I making a mistake?
No.
Here we go.
Your phone's broke.
Oh, I have an idea.
Hello.
What you doing?
Watching a movie with Kai.
Oh, y'all are busy, huh? I have one thing I want to say to you.
Huh? Good morning, beautiful. How was your night?
Really, babe?
Mine was wonderful with you by my side.
Oh, that's so sweet, Brandon.
Just thinking about you this morning.
Man, that's
so sweet. Well, isn't that sweet?
Also, do you want to go to Miss Arkansas State tonight?
I knew it. Sure.
You like pageants? You did pageants.
Mm-hmm.
You're a pageant girl. I was thinking that me and Kai could go.
Go ahead.
Is that cool? David's hosting, and he wants me to be there to support him.
Yeah, I've already got seats front row for him.
David.
What? Yeah, you know, Ashley King actually won back in '98.
Yeah, go ahead.
20 years ago, Ashley King won.
How do you know that?
I was going through a little deal. It was one of the ads.
Yeah. Were you even born in '98?
I was born in 1993. Thank you very much.
So you were 5 and you remember this?
No, I'm hosting it, so obviously I know some facts about the whole
thing.
Oh my
gosh. I'm going to tell her she has a stalker.
I don't have a. That's weird. I'm just telling
that a fact. Weird that you knew that
fact.
That is
weird.
Oh, she wanted a 90-day
thing. Well, I mean, I know y'all have
She had on a red dress and her hair was up.
I don't know all that stuff.
You do, don't you?
But I didn't realize she had won back in '98. That's pretty cool.
Who else won, David? Tell me some other names.
Well, I mean, just over the past
couple
of
years. He can't name anybody else.
It caught me off guard because I didn't realize she won.
Huh. Right.
I wish you could see his face right now because he's giving us a really awkward look.
But it was a Kai Omega ad because she was a Kai.
She was a Kai, yeah.
Yes, it was a Kai Omega ad showing all of the previous
winners. What else do you know about her? How many kids does she have?
I don't know anything else about her except for her name and that Brandon used to work with her.
Mm-hmm.
David's weird right
what?
Now.
He's, what? I'm just...
The look on your face is almost like you just saw bare bosoms.
Yeah.
God.
That's a very
that was very detailed.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the first time he ever saw him and his mom walked out of the shower and he's like
oh.
Man.
That's awful,
were you there?
Right?
No,
yeah, kind of.
He saw him too.
Well, we all have.
Oh my Lord.
So bad.
See if Kai wants to go.
He's watching a movie.
Starts at 7.
He's right there with you. You can ask him.
Lots of ladies out there.
Kai, do you want to go to a all girls? You don't want to know what he just said.
What did he say?
I do want to know.
No.
Yeah. What did he say?
Then let us talk to him.
I know what he said.
Let me talk to him.
Blank. No.
Hell no.
What do you mean? What's wrong with him?
Hey, tell him I'll be there.
Hold on. Kai, David's hosting it. You want to go support David?
Wow.
What did he say?
He put his hand up and shook his head like, are you kidding me?
So wait a minute. He really doesn't want to go to the pageant?
No.
I'm going to have to go by myself?
That might be awkward, but go ahead.
Kelly, will you go?
No.
Y'all can go.
Kelly should be in it. She would win.
Oh, Leslie.
Oh, gosh. This is not a grandma A-State pageant.
Hey. Oh, my God. I'm punching you when you get home.
Granny State.
Miss Grandma is so elegant.
This is golden era A-State.
They're going to honor me.
No, people were all about like telling her how awesome she was again. Mm-hmm. And like it continued all day. I told her today, I'm like, you should feel so great about yourself.
I'm going to post to make you feel better. I'm going to post a picture of you and I'm going to have everyone like it.
No, you're not going to do
just
that.
Just a picture of Brandon.
Just a
like,
picture
crop
of Brandon.
Him out. Like crop yourself out
Kelly
of that picture. And just post that.
Like how handsome is Brandon and David?
I'm telling you, my wife sent me pictures she took from the front row of the prom fashion show. My pants were tight.
I told him when we got in the car, I said, I could basically see through your pants because I know like every muscle of his butt and legs.
This is getting weird too.
Like literally,
I'm going to let y'all have the room.
Quad, his calf. I'm like, please don't drop something and bend over because your pants are going to split.
Yeah, that would have
been, really funny.
Hey, David, go back. David sent a text to his girlfriend, Rachel, yesterday toward the end of the show, and we didn't get to follow up on the after show.
Oh, yeah.
My wife doesn't know about this, so go ahead. We started talking about Kelly's favorite rap groups from the early 2000s.
The Ying Yang Twins.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Salt Shaker. Salt Shaker.
Wow.
Yeah, I liked them, too.
You did?
Well, I mean, it was like one of our volleyball run out. You know,
like a salt shaker.
Mm-hmm. It sounded just like that.
Just like that, yeah.
All right, go ahead and read the text you sent to Rachel.
This is what y'all made me send.
I did not.
You made me send
you
this.
You stop it. No,
you held him down and you texted on his phone.
Yeah. Right.
Of course I made him do it.
Okay, so to Rachel, because my first name is John. You want to see my little John and the Ying Yang twins?
Oh my God.
No, but the best part is her response.
She said, nope, sure don't.
Oh my God.
Hey, guess what they do around each other, though?
What? You don't want to know? They fart around each other.
All the time. He said they both fart around each other and they think it's funny.
All the time.
She even.
Wow.
Here's full disclosure for you.
Picture little Rachel walking into a room knowing that she farts.
Little Rachel.
Little Rachel, like she's 12.
Right, she's a teacher. Imagine your teacher up there on the chalkboard. I don't even have chalkboards anymore, farting while she's writing. I mean, think about that.
Oh, she did just, full disclosure, she did just tag me in a video earlier. And it says, people who fart in their relationships in front of each other will have long-lasting relationships. I even had a doctor start talking about family psychologist come out and said that it makes your relationship stronger because you're more natural around each other and you're very comfortable around one another.
I don't want to be
almost
that natural.
And she said,
I don't think so.
She said the first time she passed gas in front of her future husband, he knew right then and there that was the one.
Mm-mm.
That was the moment.
That's disgusting.
I'll burp, but that's as far as it goes.
Yeah.
Rachel does both.
Man, you know, you're really telling on her.
My sister and her husband do that. They just fart.
And it's disgusting. She'll fart
it's
in
not,
our house.
It's not like...
Yeah, like...
She'll be sitting in our house and it's completely silent. No TV, no radio. And she's like... And I look over at her and I'm like, what are you doing? I've never been around a girl who does that.
Yeah.
Openly farts like that. No. I wouldn't do that around other people. I mean, around
her. She doesn't care.
Around Rachel,
Did
I don't care.
Did you tell them about the text you got from her?
Oh, no, I forgot.
Oh, my God.
What happened?
Well, I was standing in line at Walmart, and she sent me a text that wasn't meant for me.
Shut up. Was it a dirty text?
Y'all.
Well.
It said, are you up for, what did it say?
Are you up for some playtime this afternoon? ?
And it came in. It came in from my sister.
It came to you.
And I'm standing. I'm like,
so I'm trying to think. It's like maybe it's about the kids or something.
I'm in line and I'm like, wow, Lindsay, and she never texts me, right? So I open it up and they're like asking me about playtime, and I'm like, do I even tell my wife I got this?
Right.
But she was
so immediately. I get a text from Lindsay that says, please ask Brandon about the text I just accidentally sent him.
She's like covering one of those her tracks.
Faces with her hand over her head,
goodness.
You know, like. And Brandon comes home. He's like, well, I just got a text from your sister asking me if I was up for some playtime this afternoon.
Sure, I'll bring the kids over.
So she's a teacher, right? And she was she was trying to message one of her teacher friends.
Who is Brandy.
Oh.
And so she's a teacher and she's at school and she was texting her, are you ready? Are you up for some playtime this afternoon? You know, recess, blah, 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 whatever.
Oh my God.
But imagine me getting there. I was like,
oh my goodness.
You know what Brandon said? Well, headed to Nashville.
Brandon.
Oh, it was a joke, kind of. All right. I got to go. I'll see you later.
Oh.
I'll be home after Miss A-State.
Oh, my God.
All right. It's tonight.
No, legit, Destiny Quinn gives up the crown tonight.
She does. She does. This will be her final moments.
We could sit with Diana and Miss Norma.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
She'll be there.
That makes it all worth it.
What? Sitting with them?
With Diana and her mom. Yes. I love them.
I do, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'll tell them to say hi.
Okay, well, I'll make a deal with you.
What?
You can go, because I have a lot of makeup to restock on.
That's a great idea, Leslie.
That's her way of keeping me out of Miss A State.
Because if you don't...
No, I thought you would agree to that.
To buy you makeup? No, I'm never going to agree to that. We don't need any more makeup.
We always need more makeup.
No, we look like QVC.
Makeup is evolving.
What do you mean we?
You don't wear makeup? You look like QVC. Because here's what she did the other day. She forgot to put it all up. And I'm like, what in the hell is all this? It took up the entire dual sink bathroom counter. And I'm like, what is all this crap? Ridiculous. Put it up.
Well, what you don't see is what's not out on the counter. So.
Gee whiz.
It's well, ridiculous.
What I do.
Right.
That's I like makeup. It. He likes wrestling. Whatever.
Yeah, but my wrestling doesn't cost anything. $9 a month.
It's not her fault.
She spends $9
a month.
That's what my hobby costs me.
Well, I need some mascara desperately, and it's only $29, so.
All right, that's ridiculous for black goop.
How long does
bat poop?
How long does that stuff last? Like, how
what
long?
Kind are you going to get?
Oh, I've been using the Lancome Hypnose forever.
She's about to get great value. Is what she's about.
I don't even know if they sell Equate Great Value mascara.
They do not sell
Best Choice
Equate mascara, but my God, if they did, Brandon would bring it home.
Leslie, it's only $7.
It's all the same.
It is not all the same.
$7 on it.
It's packaged differently. That's all it is.
It's not the same.
We went to get a book yesterday, and he about died because he thought Target had it for $1 cheaper. He was going to walk out.
Brandon.
Target. I'm like,
that's bullcrap.
No, it's not.
Freaking grandpa.
Ruth.
Get off of the phone.
I'm just going to walk across the store because it's $1 cheaper down there.
You're a grandpa.
Are you serious?
Talking about me being in Grandma A State, he'd be right there with me.
I looked up the price from down the walkway.
Okay, are you the guy who drives around entire town just to make sure you're getting the cheapest gas price?
Yes.
I got to go. This is not the way I envisioned this.
Dang.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Jeez. Tough audience today. It's the truth.
You get so mad when you try to go one way and it changes.
Yeah.
Well, because it wasn't about me. I wanted to see if she let me go to Miss A State. What do you think? Am I allowed to go?
Sure. I think so. Yeah. You ought to go.
Because you know. She's just saying I can go because we're on the podcast.
If you did go, I guarantee you she'd come back with a load of stuff.
Oh, she
just
would.
Just to prove the point.
Right.
Because I do.
I'll just Photoshop you in all the pictures.
Do that,
please. What if we did?
That would be funny.
I tell her, I'm going to go to the store real quick.
And all of a sudden, she sees a picture on social media.
Yeah, the bookstore thing was wild because I haven't been to the bookstore in a while, and I loved going there.
Mm-hmm.
And as a kid, I never liked it. Like, I never wanted to go to the bookstore.
My kids love it.
Do they?
Yes.
Because Pokemon and stuff like that, they have all those gadgets.
That, but they all like to read.
And if you're looking for, like, old TV shows, they have, like, every show imaginable out there, every season. Yeah.
So I didn't even make it over to that section.
Yeah, so if you want, like, vinyl records, if you want to go look at that stuff, I love going in that store. It's, like, one of my go-tos every time I go to the mall.
And they have the pop things and all the different kind of novelties of different TV shows you can just look at and games. And
so much Dragon Ball Z stuff in there. I told Rachel, as soon as I get my basement, that's exactly what I'm doing. Loading it up.
They Dragon have Ball Z.
It's fun. Like, I was going through all the different... self-help, and then I was like, I want this book and this book, and I can only read one at a time. I don't need to buy them all now, but
yeah. I mean, if you wanted, I mean, there's so much stuff in there. Like, I went and bought a bunch of Stephen King books one day, and then I bought like a Brett Favre autobiography.
Did you read it?
Yeah, I read it. It's all cool.
Yeah. Are you reading something right now?
I'm still reading It. I went and saw the movie last year, and I'm still reading it.
Okay. When's the last time you read it?
Last week. It's a long book, man.
How long?
Oh, it's 1,100 pages, 1,200.
Yeah. That's too daunting.
Is there a ton more detail in the book?
Oh, yeah. They switched some things up from the movie to the book, but the movie was really good, so I wanted to read the book and kind of understand it because I've heard a lot of things about it. And I've always been curious about that story, so I went and read it, or most of it.
It seems like too much. 1,100 is a lot.
I mean, it was a lot, and there, you know, I'm kind of one of those...
Can you even hold a book like that long? Is it too heavy?
Well, that's why I got my Kindle. It's perfect.
I want to talk about that too. You really have one of those?
No, I don't. I was making a joke because you were being rude.
I was being serious. I don't want you to have wrist problems. I know you're already battling those on one hand.
You're set to have forearm carpal tunnel surgery, aren't you?
I believe he is. Do you guys have one of those Kindle Nooks or any of those Fires?
I had a Kindle for a second, but I didn't like it.
Why?
I don't know. There's something with my eyes. I don't like looking because it's a screen. And even though you can set it to where it kind of looks more like a book, I didn't enjoy it.
I was wondering if I would enjoy it.
I still have it. Do you want it?
I was looking at them. Mm-hmm. What'd you pay for it?
I got it for Christmas, but it wasn't like massively expensive.
The nice thing about those is like you buy them and they're right there. You don't have to like go to a store and pick them up or order them online.
And you can download stuff right there. Yeah, that's kind of the thing.
The cool part. But I like to physically hold a book in my hand.
And see, I kind of think I do too. But I've never tried to read a book off of a tablet.
I'd rather listen so I can do other things at the same time.
I lose focus doing that.
I'd want to be able to hold it.
Yeah, I like to hold it and look at it and really enjoy it.
You still talking about books? All right, are we done? What did I put? I put phones on here. The phone thing.
Yeah.
Like legit, my deal is putting down the phone and not being on it so much. And I think the initial part of that is going to be culture shock, like, oh my gosh.
What am I missing?
I'm not touching my phone. But then I think at some point we get to a balance. And I think that's what we need to figure out in our personal life is the balance of it. Because I think we were way on the end of being on technology too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think we probably, and honestly, I think we probably came too far off of it yesterday.
Yeah.
Because then I was completely disconnected and I missed phone calls and stuff like that. So I don't want to be that disconnected.
You just have to find that balance. Turn your ringer on and just let it sit there. Don't look at it.
How often do you check Twitter when you're not on the air?
Probably a lot.
Not that much.
Give me a time. What?
Twice?
No.
What are you doing?
Number two.
Oh, when you're number two in it?
Yeah, that's typically
so
not.
So for him, that'd be like 3 or 4 times a day.
Right.
That's my social media time.
When you're baking your two stew?
Baking
if
my
you
two
ever
stew.
Say that again.
Man.
I'm writing that down.
Throw it in the oven.
I'm writing it down.
I think I might have made that up all the way. If
when
you
you're
guys
making
ever,
your
if anybody uses
this
that.
This is the most random.
I need credit.
Were you?
I need people to use that with their families.
Yes, please. Please do.
Hey, honey, I'll be back. I got to go make some two stew.
Have y'all ever seen Shawshank Redemption?
Yes.
That part where that officer's like, all right, now I'll be right back. I got to go pinch a loaf. I think me and my dad, we weren't ready for that. Because that's a pretty serious
that's
movie.
That's awful.
And when I heard that, I think me and him both just fell on the floor, man.
That's terrible. Pinch a loaf.
You said poo stew or whatever.
But pinch a loaf is pretty damn nasty.
That's awful. Nothing loaf sounds good.
A loaf of bread?
Oh, let's talk about this joke. So today, someone was in here and y'all were talking about the flu. And we were talking about, oh, was it flu A, flu B? And then why don't you say what you said?
I can't remember how I said it.
You said something like, when Kelly was in school, she was known as flu Z.
Oh, man. So dumb.
That was funny, though.
It's jokes like that every day in here.
Yeah, I don't know if people think they're funny, but we do. It's like when she said somebody was a taxidermist, and I said, she drives?
I just gave up.
I know.
Because I had another really, really awful joke. I don't know. Anyway, are we done now?
I guess so.
All right, go. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Tell all the girls I said hello.
I'll be sure to mention you specifically.
Please do. I'll ask.
I'm going to call it this is the Brandon Baxter swimsuit competition for the show.
He's sponsoring it.
Is it true there's like an endowment fund with this?
Yeah, and the cool thing about it is like all the money that, you know, people pay into it, you know, it's thousands of dollars that these girls. I thought you, do you mean like, I know what you're talking about. I'm talking about the scholarships, okay? There is like a big thing like that.
Will you say that you're very happy to see so many people there that are well endowed?
I thought you were being serious for a second.
He goes into the damn encyclopedia over here.
You're making a joke, and like he starts really talking about it.
He's got the history.
But he has been. He went to practice last night, and that's what's in his mind.
But did you know in 1998, Ashley King was the winner? She was wearing a red dress.
He hates you.
Doesn't even know Ashley King. All right. We're leaving now. Goodbye.
Seriously, this time.